Before beginning the podcast, I would first like to acknowledge the heinous nature of these crimes. There will be explicit mention and detail of the malicious intent behind the mysterious mind of a notorious serial killer. Viewer discretion is advised. On June 6, 1940, one of the most prolific serial killers was born as Samuel McDowell, later known as Samuel Little, in Reynolds, Georgia. His mother, a prostitute and troubled woman, abandoned him at a young age, which resulted in his elderly grandmother raising him in Ohio. His life of crime began at a young age. He was sentenced to juvenile detention for theft and breaking and entering. In the 1950s, around 10 years old, he moved around from state to state, which resulted in arrest for DUIs, fraud, assault, armed robbery, and rape. For each rape victim, he would kidnap and strangle them. As he was strangling them, he'd rape them. Typically, he would not try to dispose of them. He would just throw them out of his car. Psychologists say that children at that young of an age are more susceptible to act out when they're older, especially in cases of abandonment. Little, for example, traveled across the country to hunt drug addicts, troubled women, and sex workers. Due to the nature of these victims, he stated that he thought he wouldn't be caught because no one was accounting for the victims he hunted. However, there are shocking similarities between his mother and his victims. The majority of his victims were black women who were also prostitutes, such as his mother. In fact, serial killers feel not only a strong desire, but a need to kill. Almost every serial killer who has been convicted has admitted they would not be satisfied until they took the life of someone else. This is not uncommon, as it has been seen in other serial killers as well. Some psychologists believe that this is a serial killer's way of getting back at their parents, or the person who once abused them. In fact, when brutality, whether mental or physical, is experienced at a young person's life, they are more prone to deep mental issues. However, the most concerning factor of most serial killers is that they seem normal and tend to live out regular lives. One major difference between a serial killer and a mentally sane human being is the makeup of their brain. As discovered by multiple neuroscientists, there's a deep lineage of differences in a violent person's brain. By 1975, 35 years old, he had been arrested over 25 times across 11 states. He was arrested many times for cases of violence and rape, but he either served short sentences and relocated to another state, or the grand jury failed to indict him, until his final sentencing in 2014, when he was finally put behind bars for good. Convicted of 8 murders, linked to 61 others, and claimed 93, and thus far he has not provided any false information. To this day, there are still detectives from all across the country coming to ask Samuel Little questions about other cold case files in hopes of finding closure for their families. If what Little claims is true, then he'll be considered the most deadliest killer in U.S. history. A common question still asked today is, where these women are? Why haven't they been found if he has admitted to their murder and has drew sketches of them? There'd be no reason for him to lie, but investigators still have reason to be skeptical. With serial killers, it's hard to predict whether or not they're being manipulative or have some ulterior motive. Today we dove into a subject that is still mysterious and difficult to understand, which is the human mind, specifically the mind and brain of a serial killer.